all was still. The audio's black. See? Oh, man. I think I'm going to start over.
I'm trying to talk. I could you hear me?
No, I can't.
Well, this is terrible. I was talking about our Crazed House business,
yeah,
and stories and what happened to Lori and West and how people are, you know, interested in this. And I got this whole thing going, and now it we've got several minutes into this, and you know, and it's just blank. Well, there are not that many people that listen anymore like they used to be. I mean, the accuracy level here has gone up higher than it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 3 months ago. But as the accuracy level goes up, and the prayer has increased, of course, that's another no-no. As the closeness with God increases, the invisibility increases. When you're spot on, no one will listen to you. You just might as well be a voice out in that wilderness. When you make a few mistakes, they will listen. The biggest mistake, of course, being that somehow we can solve these problems we have on our own, and somehow through the political process we can solve these problems, or something to that effect. I've just cued the dog. Okay, cue the dog. We've cued the dog. Cue the war. Vax fell apart. Gates is all, he's crying. Oh, why didn't that work? This Omicron thing came in and ruined my whole day. Giving people better immunity than the vax. I mean, God, I'm going to have to get another pathogen and release it. That's what he said.
Yeah.
That's what he said the last 12 hours. He's really upset. Sadly, the Omicron variant is more effective than the vaccine. And he was just really sad. So here's a psychopath. I mean, this may be the big error we may be making is not calling this hell. We may be making that error. I don't care if there's water or not. When a guy like that can walk around freely, you're living in complete hell. And that's, you know, unfortunate. Let's get down to it, shall we? Do you guys mind if I have that blank spot in the beginning?
No.
Is that okay? Shabbat shalom, everybody. This is a good day to straighten stuff out. What I was talking about in the beginning was I need to kind of straighten out my Facebook plan because I don't have any friends there because I don't add friends. I don't pursue friends. And I'm kind of like, you know, putting up information on my personal page about Girl Next Progress with film festivals, the coming out of The Quantum Devil, which is about to be released released into the marketplace, not released to the public yet. But, you know, we're working on, you know, it's we're working on finishing it. And then the Quantum Quartet and all that, and so information. But we need to get real specific. And I guess this the next couple of weeks will be a way for me. And what I mean by specific, greetings in the name of the Most High. I guess I might as well start with that. You haven't heard of it. We had 10 minutes of dead air. So what do you think, Trish? Should we... I know, but it was like for about 8, 9, 10 minutes. What do we do? Okay, so you people that are dedicated will hang in there or move the cursor over a little bit. The people that are just looky-loos will go right by, and maybe that's there for a reason. Anyway, so what I was talking about is using the Girl Next site and the Crazed House site, and really mainly the Crazed House site, social media, and Instagram, Facebook, and whatever else, to, you know, start, you know, you developing that portal, that portal to our, the things that we have that we're developing in our network that you are going to want to tune into, because it's going to involve, for example, I asked the question about Lorian West. Now, people that just see Girl Next and they just, and then they're on to the news, they don't get it. They don't get it. This is an ongoing situation. It's an ongoing story. Okay. So for those of you familiar with the movie Girl Next, and if you're not, you should be, and for a lot of reasons that have nothing to do with me, nothing to do with my ego, nothing to do with, you know, that we want you to see these stories, but just it has something to do with you. Yeah, these are stories that are about stuff you guys know. The world doesn't really completely know, but you guys know. So where does a, you know, quote, MKUltra, you know, mind-controlled assassin go, who is programmed to kill? Obviously, when I read the reviews of Girl Next around the net, and I've been quiet on it for a long time, so now I'm going to start, you know, moving us in the right direction. As I read some of the reviews, and I don't mean the reviews that say this is trash, don't watch it, or, you know, I'd rather watch a car wreck in slow motion or some, you know, those kind of comments, which are just, you know, bots and trolls and basically, you know, every indie film gets that. But I'm talking about more thoughtful comments like, well, this thing was all over the place. You know, they don't understand the story. The story is, the story is this. Lorian West was not some innocent girl shopping for groceries that gets abducted by human, you know, by sex traffic smugglers to be programmed and made ready for the client in some faraway place. She was set in there as an assassin, and she did what she was programmed to do. And then she left. Period. And I understand, and I used a lot of skills, you know, literary skills, and a lot of, like, you know, kind of, you know, making it look like it's one kind of story and then morphing it into another. I know I did all that, but it was to, you know, to basically make room for this sort of philosophical, spiritual journey of the character that had concluded that this entire situation that you and I are in right now and that the world is in right now is a simulation. So I remember when Mike Muscal, producer Mike, award-winning producer Mike, I remember when he was one of the producers of the original Reanimator, so that's how far back he goes. Anyway, I guess I go back that far too, sort of maybe a couple of years later. But he really fought for this simulacra thing. This you know, this kind of psychic, spiritual, dreamlike journey of the lead character to try to get to know herself. Eventually she confessed she's a program clone. And then she said the people that are the programmers are the clones. So she's a clone of a clone. See, a lot of people forget that. They go, well, why? They say, oh, it's a hot mess. They don't understand the story. So they oh, it's a big hot, it goes here, it goes there. No, she's talking, she's going through a journey. And we fought for this journey, or Mike did, where she's being introspective. And she says, I'm a program clone. And then eventually says she's a clone and a clone of a clone. So eventually she admits she's a program clone, but she's also a clone. If Larry's out there, maybe he might want to tune into this because, you know, Larry and I talk about this a lot, that we don't know everything about the story, but that she's a clone. And then we find out that it's a simulation, but then we see her, Lorian, all restored after she walks away. Presumably this is after. And she's leading a group of women in self-defense shooting. She's got a Christian cross on. And she's telling people to contact her website, Lionhearted, you know, self-defense school, and hire her to help you to understand how to thwart the bad guy. Well, where did she ever get her rifle training or self-defense training? You see what I mean? It doesn't add up. And then after that, you see that she is in various lives. There, you see various clones of her. One is a school teacher or a librarian. One is a lab worker in maybe a hospital. Another one is a rock star. One is a dancer on the stage. But are these really just clones of her? Who are these women? And then she ends up just being a single image with this clown laughter. And this clown is just that awful sounding, you know, toy clown that you could buy at a toy store that, you know, that just is irritating. And the clown is laughing at her. And pretty soon the clown reveals himself to be, you know, I don't think God, but rather Satan. And saying that, you know, you've eaten from the tree, now you're going to be as we. Well, eating from the tree is a reference to the Garden of Eden and eating from the tree of life, right? Or eating from the tree of good of knowledge of good and evil. And so in so doing, you know, saying that all of humanity is in this mess or this simulation or this constancy of cloning and hybrids and evil and whatnot, as we've just experienced with the story Girl Next. And, you know, but because now you'll be as we, what, the devils? It's obscure. We can't really answer that. But we know Lorian thinks she's independent. She thinks she's a ballerina, or she thinks she's a lab worker. She thinks she's a rock star. She's living all these lives simultaneously, and yet is being laughed at and taunted, and then it cuts to black, and that's the end, and that's what you're left with. And so you try to reassess what have you been through, and, you know, if you're like me, you'll go back and you'll go, what did I just look at? And you'll start, you know, using the controller to stop here, stop there, try to get the story in your mind. And believe me, the story tracks very well for those who are interested, for those who are not, for those who just want to be entertained and, you know, put on your back with a big bowl of popcorn or something, maybe you'll just be like, go on to the next one, you know? But for those who want to find out, I can assure you that Lorian West's journey, what we know about her is we know that she successfully did her mission, and we know that she is going to be picked up by a black SUV with blacked out windows out by the road. We know that she's going to be hauled off somewhere, and we're going to see her again, either in a cameo or something, and we may see her in the form of a comic book that is ongoing on the Crazed House website to get further information and adventures of Lorian West. But we will see her. And some of the things we're wondering about resolving are, number one, if she's a clone, what clone are we dealing with? Who's programming her? What's the truth about Girl Next and the program clone and what these things that were said? What's the answer to some of this stuff? And the answer right now is Lorian West is a mystery, and no one can really completely solve it. We need more information to solve it. And that's, you know, basically the story of Girl Next is Lorian. She's Girl Next, and she is not like the other girls. because she is basically the executioner. As Heinrich is dealing with her, she's dealing with him and them. And looked at from a CIA assassin's point of view, the idea would be to kill everybody there, including the sheriff and the necrophiliac, which of course happened. And, you know, so, but we move on to the quantum devil. And now we have the father of Heinrich involved in this quantum experiment. You see how it's tied together, you know? It ties together. And then we start seeing things like creatures, like the, you know, that are, yeah, they're in the background, that we don't know exactly what they are, but they're working on this experiment and other things, you know, as this experiment that has to do with leaving one dimension and going to another. Leaving one dimension, going to another, and then contending with some kind of demon that rules over that particular realm. And, you know, so this is another story. There's also some interesting ideas dropped off. First of all, you know, who is this Cerno guy? And, of course, the voice begins with him. So you really are going to get, you know, what are these circumstances? And what is this other realm? And how is this tied into the military-industrial base? Things like CERN, the name Cerno and CERN. There's no accident there. Okay, we don't deal with CERN, but I mean, you know, we're dealing with the next installment. But you see, there could be infinite numbers of installments. For example, okay, just on Lorian West, she makes an appearance. She does whatever she's supposed to do, and she's as if to say, don't forget about me, I'm still here. But if you go to the Crazed House site, you'll be able to then see, perhaps in a comic book form or other form, or graphic novel form, something about Lorian West and what's going on with her, aside from the appearance in the film, to get more information. And there's a number of things I personally want to follow to find out where you know where we're going here. I want to find out where this is going. And I can't find out unless I have more information. I can't get more information unless, I guess, we, you know, think it up and write it down and then allow it to then inform us as to what further needs to be explained to the audience who now is, you know, hooked on the idea of you know, getting to the bottom of this thing. But the bottom of this thing is really where it's going is no less than the apocalypse and what the nature of death is. And the next thing place it's going is the final confrontation is with the military-industrial complex. All of it. And, of course, the idea of powers that are far beyond human or, you know, concepts that are far beyond human comprehension, you know, like multiple dimensions, like, you know, having simultaneous lives. She says she's a clone of a clone. How do I know that all these lives that you see in these little pictures of Lorian, you know, after she's, you know, killed the, quote, enemy, or are they? I guess everyone is. But who are these different lives these lives she has? As a dancer, as a rock star, as a this, as a that. What are these? Are these simultaneous lives going on in other dimensions while she's here? If so, which one is the clone? And which is the original? Is there still an original? Are we all clones? Well, we have to find out. We must find out. So if you're like me, you're going to be grateful for something to look at like that and probably begging for more every week, you know, rather than just combing through the, you know, live stream at Facebook of various people's little videos, which, believe me, I felt dirty after that because I wasted 45 minutes here, 45 minutes there. And I have nothing invested in it. I have no idea. It's like random. Who knows what they're going to throw at me next? All I know is it takes up my time. And I don't feel real good after. So that's why we need stories. I mean, I don't think people could even... I mean, they're keeping us on the hook. I mean, let's face it, with this Ukraine thing, the vax blows up on them. Everybody threw the mask in the toilet. And now all of a sudden, World War III, roll it out, cue the war. Let's get the, steroided airhead, meth addict Biden to, roll him out to announce, the puppet. Roll him out to announce World War III. Have Bill Gates lamenting, damn it, that Ornicron variant ruined everything. Well, yes, because, see, some angels released that. Angels released Ornicron to neutralize COVID. Aren't we all grateful? No, we haven't had time to sit out and even think about it. Ornicron is angelic. COVID is demonic. Hello. Hello. Because Ornicron neutralized COVID. Thank you. Have we had time to process that? No! Nobody has had time to process that yet. Most people I know, if they're hustling around for, the friends I have in the movies, they just keep hustling around for more movie deal. They're trying to, they're hustling 24/7. They don't have time to think about anything. And the people that are deep and philosophical, they're looking at the news now every 5 seconds to see if we're going to get nuked or not. When has anyone had time to sit down and think about Ornicron? Omicron, whatever. No, they don't. No, I don't blame people for trying to hustle up business. I'm just saying it's just ironic that in order to come up with ideas for films, you need to be quiet for a while, It's just one big comedy, It's everything is ironic to me, everything. When you think, when things that just don't make sense but are ironic, and pot calling the kettle black, and hypocrisy and all the rest of it that's going on, it's just almost impossible to take, completely impossible. I mean, it's the kind of stuff that puts people in mental hospitals, just frankly, just not for treatment, but to get away from the world. Because the world is the mental patient, and sick, and perverted, and twisted, and ugly, and dirty. That's humanity. And the only thing that's going to clean us up is to reclaim our birthright. What's a birthright? What do you mean? Is it a right? It does involve free will, but, we were, before all this, children of the Most High God. And it's based on, no, there's no time in free will. It's like if you were going to choose, you're going to accept, oh, yes, thank you for your invitation, God. In, say, the year 2100 or 20,000, then in year zero, you're a child of the Most High God. Just think about that for a minute. He knew us before we were in the womb. He formed us. He made us. And because of infinite love, he gave us the gift of free will. We can hate him, love him, deny there's a creator. It just all at random created itself. How wonderful. Boy, it just sure ought to be fun, have with you as my roommate, right? Boy, we could just talk about the paint drying and the ugly stars at night and everything else. while you heap up the whole, every problem you ever had on your own shoulders, not realizing there's a solution. Someone who loves you, willing to take that burden off. But I understand. You gotta, fight. Yeah, you go ahead. Just make sure you don't become too much like Esau's brother. Or rather, I'm sorry, like Esau. Jacob is Esau's brother, but I mean, I got backwards. Esau. Don't become like Esau, be like Jacob. But don't wrestle too hard or God will break your leg. Anyway, back to the situation, you know. So the vax blew up and people were done with it. It's funny when they're done with it, they're just done with it. You know what I mean? Didn't you feel it the day it ended? When it ended, it just ended. Oh, the politicians were scrambling. You could feel it. It was just over. There was so much fraud. What ended it was fraud. Fraud was discovered so much, and that, the corruption, is what ended the vax. The only people sad about the vax, here in Santa Fe, they're mourning, they're crying, they're wailing and screaming, because the governor here dropped the mask mandate yesterday, statewide, indoor and outdoor, everything, mask gone. And the people, they started wailing and moaning and crying and screaming. Many of them refused. Not only did they not take their masks off, they doubled down. They started wearing them outside again and in their cars. We saw them coming into the gas station, mask firmly implanted, replacing their faces, driving into the parking lot and, you know, checking to make sure it was on even tighter when they got out and walked into that liquor store, as if to say, you better put these people back on those masks. With hostile look at everyone who's decided that to not wear the mask, which is perfectly legal and even non-mandated, and that's the way it is right now in New Mexico. But if you do, they're out there. A friend told me that she thinks they're going to get violent. They may get violent. They may get very violent. Because you see, the level of mental damage that was done is uncorrectable. And that's why they suddenly are taking the mask off, because they realize the mental illness they created cannot be reversed. Well, with Christ you could. You know, but we never fell for it. Where were we? The first 10 minutes, you know, we were reporting bioweapon. First 10 minutes! 2 years ago! And now, and that was rough, when you know everything that's going on, you know even more than the people doing it, right? We knew more than the Air Force. Isn't that sad that the Air Force was employed in spreading COVID-19? Isn't that awful that the armed services of the United States of America were involved in planning all this shit? Isn't it sad that the Pentagon is at this very moment drawing up scenarios where most Americans will be killed? They proudly... I could almost not speak. I'm so angry and overwhelmed. But they, the government, the military, plotting and planning this American Holocaust. I guess, remember Pam Shuford the old day? I guess she was right. She was out there warning about the American Holocaust before anybody else. They had Nazi-style camps made already. We know about the FEMA camps. She also talked about the guillotines. Have you heard any more about it? Well, is it about time to roll? You watch. Next week, there'll be an article about guillotines. They're coming back, folks. Yeah. Only this time we're going to see him. Remember when Antifa was rolling out the guillotine? Yeah. Isn't that something, huh? The Jacobins' favorite. That was a little, you know, showed a little leg to show you who the identity of these people are. They're Jacobins. They're Jacobins. You know who's really good about all this, like, real technical history? Is Jay Dyer. He sometimes substitutes. I haven't had time. You know, I don't get time to listen to people because I'm, you know, creating stuff. I don't get time. But I'll tell you this. You know, I got a little analysis of, you know, the New World Order, who the players are, whatever. Just yesterday, for 15 minutes, I listened to him. And I was able to get a lot of little details. You know, not things I didn't know completely, but little factoids I, you know, that I hadn't known. And that helped me to put a framework, at least in my mind, about, you know, what we're dealing with. So I think he's a pretty valuable resource. And he, because he reads everything. He reads and digests everything. And he likes to do analysis of movies and different things like that. You know, it's okay. I mean, I'm not saying that I haven't, again, I'm, you know, guilty. I don't listen more than, you know, once every couple of weeks I'll hear a little something from him. Stu Peters, I listen to a little bit here and there. I'd love to have more time to listen to him. I like Stu Peters because I like his passion to stop pedophilia, you know, in particular. And there's, you know, a number of others that are, you know, there's so many now because it's everyone sort of woke up at the same time. There were the Jesus freaks, you know, us. Awake on day one. Awake on minute one. Minute one, we were awake. Minute one, we called it, right? None of us was going around saying it was an accident. None of us thought it was random. And then we warned about the mRNA. We already had it all sussed months and months and like a year before it ever came out. And it's been a colossal disaster for them. So now you, oh, no. You see, remember, and here's a line from Girl Next. Remember, it's always your fault. Who says that? Who says, remember, it's always your fault? Not the character, but what person in life would say it's always your fault? It's the abuser. The U.S. government is the abuser of we the people. And through the U.S. government, if they fail at something, it's always our fault. Have you noticed that? We're always the ones that get punished when they screw up. Joe Biden went in there for the purpose of overthrowing the United States by ruining everything step by step. We told you that. People were saying, oh, let's give him a chance. He wasn't ever president of the United States. He's president of the, he is a puppet put in there by the globalist to overthrow the United States for the purpose of global communism. That's being run from Davos. Okay? And by it all goes back to the World Economic Forum. Some guy on some show said, you know, I would just nuke them. Yes, if you nuke them, you would actually get rid of the problem. That is correct. That's your problem. And the people that attend that are your problem. They are your enemy. They're the enemy of all people. They're elite, smug, but they're crazy and they're stupid. We talked about the stupidity of Klaus Schwab, the incredible stupidity, the short-sightedness, the fact that the man is a fool. And the fools are the ones running the show, always. In a backwards world, you're going to have, right, the criminals heading up law enforcement, right? The cowards heading up the U.S. military. Guys like Milley. Can you imagine? That guy just, to me, you know what it looks like to me? The vibe I get off him is just pure pervert. You know, it's all hidden. But you can imagine. I don't even want to imagine. How sick. But anyway, the whole thing is really very, very simple. the current administration, including that idiot Kamala Harris, who's another complete, you know, blight on humanity, an abomination of an abomination. You know, Jezebel spirit, abomination, adverse death, shouldn't be there, and is even anachronistic in her talking overseas. She's talking about something that doesn't even exist in our time, i.e. that Europe is against Russia. That is not true. But that won't stop her from just making shit up. That's why she never got into running for president, because she just makes stuff up. And, of course, people hate her. She just has this elitist snob vibe, you know what I mean? Like, you know, rules for thee but not for me kind of attitudes, or like Pelosi. All these people are hated, but they don't care. They captured power. They captured the United States. The people here, we the people, I believe there's a lot of good people there. When I say good people, what do I mean? People who feel guilt. People who have empathy. People who care about their children. People that care about their nation. People that are concerned, you know, people that are willing to fight for the nation, you know. People that are willing to, you know, do what they can do to make it a better place. But they've been overridden by the enemy Bolsheviks, who took over the government, and now the government's demon-possessed, all of them, pretty much. And they, well, they have to be in order to kill as many people as they're killing. You couldn't in good conscience kill millions of people, could you? Well, they can. You can't. They can, okay? They do, and they're right now planning your death. Right now they're planning megadeths. Megadeths in the world, including the United States. And the whole point of getting in a war like this and butting in when it, you know, and exacerbating Putin is to try to get Putin to shoot missiles at Americans, so that Biden, the puppet, and the rest of these idiots, you know, these criminals, they can't go, well, you see, you know, we did it. No, they didn't do it. They made it happen, though. They want to make it happen so that their hands are clean. Listen, they could kill 5 billion people and wouldn't even bat an eye. And that's not just them in the United States, at the Pentagon and elsewhere. That's throughout the entire world. Let me ask it another way. Let me explain what I'm thinking. Okay, all right. Number one question. Where is our law enforcement that's on our side? Where is the military that's on our side? Where is the National Guard that's on our side? Where are the guns and all the stuff we paid for the military and all the equipment? It's arrayed against us. What was Afghanistan? It was a slap in our face. It was more shaming America on the world stage for a reason. Biden knows exactly, even if he's feeble, he knows what he's doing. He knows he is there to bring down the United States to make us look as bad as possible. He is succeeding wildly. There are wildest expectations because he doesn't care if he kills everybody. He doesn't care about anything. He's worse than his son. His son, an abomination in anybody's book. In anybody's book, you know, tolerated. In fact, maybe they'll even do some movies about him being such a hero. So that's what I mean. Where is your National Guard? They don't exist. Where's your law enforcement? They don't exist. Where is your military? It doesn't exist. Where are your F-16s, F-15s, F-35s? They don't exist. Where are all your rail guns and all your you know your secret weaponry that melts buildings and stuff? They don't exist. Where is anything that you've paid for? Anything that would have to do with your security? It doesn't exist. I rest my case. And if you can come up with something, you go ahead and just email me. You email me where our security is. Tell me where I can find F-16s that will defend us. Show me where they are. What are all the holding centers and concentration camps for around the United States and Canada, Australia, etc.? For American, Canadian, etc. citizens. So what is the whole point of America? America is at war with its people, corporate. The corporate America is at war with the we, the people, the population. Why are they at war? Because they are corrupt and because Americans are weak. And that's why they're at war. They want to crush the American, the Canadian, the Australian, the European, the Indian, the wherever else. They want to crush it all. And they don't want a one world rule. They want to crush it all, then they want to kill it. I'm saying extermination, not utopia. Yes, I've asked God, I said, if we have to go through a mass extinction, could I please be around some liberals on the day of my death? Could I please be around the left on the day of my death? Please? I just want to see the look on their face when they finally realize that all they have wrought has come, you know, the chickens have come home to roost. I'd like them to just for once get their comeuppance and see it. And you know what the beauty of it would be? It's all by their own hand. They're the ones who engineered the attack on American citizens. They're the ones who are rounding up the Canadian. It's all coming from one. Well, we call it the left. It's not really the left. They're totalitarian. A lot of the left went that way. But my friends who are liberals, heck no, we're all on the same page. Yeah, oh yeah, we got each other's backs. Yeah, no, don't get me confused with the, you know, it's fine with me. I may not agree with some people, but you know, I'm pretty liberal when it comes to, you know, a lot of things. You know, a lot of people could point out the movies I've done. It's, oh, that he's a Satanist. You know, I mean, you know, I'm sure that happened. But I don't care. You know, it's okay. I've been dealing with that for 30 years. But just to say, you know what I mean? If you love your family and you're looking out for me, I'm looking out for you. You know what I mean? That's all. That's the only requirement. You don't have to. If you don't know Jesus yet, all that stuff, it's just, you know, it's all I can say is the truth eventually will come out. And that's my statement about it. And, you know, everybody's going to have to deal with, on their own with finding God. There's no collective finding God. You deal with God on your own. I've come to my conclusion based on survival. I mean, I barely survived. Folks, I barely survived to this point. I was just remembering the poisoning I got in 1997. Yeah. It damaged a certain part of my body forever. The pain of which is excruciating and continues down to this day. I barely survived. Right, I was poisoned at the dinner table. Never, ever, ever eat. Like if there's going to be dinner salads, if they're labeled with your name on it, don't eat it. They should all be the same, right? If we're going to have salad, we all get, you know, a similar salad bowl. Correct? Correct? If they're labeled, if all the salads are in there, you know what I mean? And then in the fridge, let's say, and then there's one with your name on it. This is like a family dinner. Don't eat it, because yes, families kill their own because they have to. Why? Same principle as America turning on itself. How could all those people in the State Department, for example, turn on their own? The ones who know, most are idiots. They don't know anything. But the ones who do know what we know, We know what they know. See, they can't figure out, how do we know what they know? It's because we're children of the Most High God. God tells us what they know, aims us at the right books, aims us at the white papers, aims us at the research, and that's how we know, because of God. Because of God, we're actually ahead of them. We were months and months ahead of the mRNA people. We are months and months and months ahead on the bioweapon aspect. We're but like a year ahead. Maybe 2 years ahead. Certainly where the... I'm talking about where the scientists are. We were 2 years ahead of the scientists, except for a few, but the main bulk of scientists, they had no clue what was... They were taking all the... Oh, yes, you must mask and socially distance. They fell for it hook, line, and sinker. But we didn't. So you got to ask, well, why did you know all this stuff? How do you know all this stuff about the way all these things work, and just the way the whole thing is? Well, we know the way the whole thing is because God shows us what we can handle. Now, we can't handle it all. There are some things that I actually saw in my youth that I blocked out because I couldn't handle it. The most painful, of course, is why would everybody betray me? It's because they'd signed on with the world order. They'd signed on with the beast system. That's why. It's the same thing as the vax. They'd got the jab, you didn't, so they turn on you. It's that simple. And, on and on it goes. Right. Humans are, for the most part, feeble creatures. Unless they improve themselves. Unless they get education, they get discipline, they get, they have good fathers and mothers, right? I always look at certain people that are really seem to be solid people, and I know they're just a fantasy. They appear on the TV, and I know they're not really real. But I look at them, and I go, gosh, I wish that was my father, We would have sat around talking about history when we were 9 years old. That would have been awesome. I just absorbed all that stuff when I was a kid. Right? I couldn't get enough. Anyway. John F. Kennedy was right. There was a plot to enslave every man, woman, and child in the entire earth. And launch from Davos. But even if that's the head of it, even if they have the head of it at the Vatican, or the Hague, or, Brussels, or some underground base in Europe, it doesn't matter. It's the James Bond villain. Klaus Schwab is like the ultimate James Bond villain, and that's Spectre. And they're at it again, how to enslave every, how to kill, basically, every man, woman, and child. And if not kill them, transmogrify them, substantiate them, change them from what God made for the purpose of, spitting on God, and then kill them. Inject the mRNA, which does get into the nucleus. For those people that touted that propaganda that it didn't, it eventually does. I forget exactly the mechanism, but it does get involved with the DNA, and it does change the DNA. Oh, it doesn't invade the cell wall of the nucleus of the... So therefore, it's perfectly safe. No, it's not perfectly safe, but listen, the next round of what's coming, God knows what Gates is going to release next. We pray that God will stop it in Jesus' name. He'll stop it in Jesus' name. He'll stop it in Jesus' name, Lord. Please stop Gates and everything he's doing. Well, the Lord has gone a long way to stopping Gates. Gates is exposed the whole world over, is he not? So when people don't talk about Gates in a critical way, they're dirty. And they're your enemy. And they're your mortal enemy unto death. Remember that when you want to talk about stuff out there. Post things on Facebook or whatever else you're doing. The enemy is watching. 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 Targeted individuals are making a comeback. What do I mean by that? The weapons are out, baby. Not in Canada, but in Australia, Canberra, Australia. The weapons are out, as we said yesterday, but also the targeted individual groups are beginning to make their voices heard again because these weapons have been used on them that make them, you know, these weapons, just one of these that's like 1 foot square on a tripod. You know, you use a remote control to dial in the frequency you want. One of those can cook a whole bunch of people, right? And scramble their brains, give them fog, make them dizzy, make them fall over. It's all about crowd dispersal, but really applied with long-term technology, not in a long-term fashion. It can completely destroy a human being and easily drive them to either death through the trauma of the actual weapons or to suicide. And so that's all going. In other words, the beam, the constant beam of negativity. Kill yourselves, kill yourselves. It's coming at us from all the cell towers, the TVs, everything is coming at just kill yourself. Gloom, doom, nothing good, all bad, all bad. All that, right? You can feel that soup of negativity. If we rise above that soup of negativity, guess what? A lot of things that are planned for our destruction won't happen. Guaranteed. What are we doing down here? And, you know, what can lift us up? Well, you know, what lifts us up is the praise of the Lord. Because, see, the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. So when we praise him, meaning we acknowledge what we see his handiwork, we go, God did that, and God did this. And God restored you. And God healed you. And God. And when that happens, right? What happens? The actual frequency, vibration frequency, raises up and above the death zone. We're in the death zone now. We're in the low frequency now. We're in extreme low frequency, ELFs, extreme low frequency. You know, when we use ELFs and when we're mixing movie sound, and we use the ELF, tone generator, to generate a sub tone, something between, say, 20 hertz and 40 hertz, let's say. And sometimes down to 15 hertz, which is inaudible to the ear, but you can feel it. It's like the room starts shaking. You know how in the movies where like you'll be watching a movie and then you'll feel this kind of tension before something bad happens? Like it'll create suspense, right? That they use that all day long on us. We keep feeling like something's about to happen, don't we? You can feel it. It's not an earth shake. The earth's not shaking. But you can feel that low vibration of that ELF is hitting us all day long. And what does it do? It creates feelings of gloom and doom all day long. So how can we raise that vibrational level if everything around us is bathed in it? How do we get above that? How do we get into harmony? How do we get into, beautiful melodies? How do we get away from this terrible frequency that follows us everywhere? If we're being zapped by this frequency, how can we generate it? We're not tone generators. How can we get out of it? How can we get beyond it? How can we get out from under this thing It's just down on our head and just gloom and doom and horror and failure and ugly and disgusting and perverted and sick and mad and insane and you know psychopathic and cruel and you know mean and impersonal and ruthless and constant. How can we get beyond that? And isn't that the frequency that influences Washington? Well, of course it is. They get beyond it by joining the dark side, right? So they're the ones that put the frequency out. They all believe they're going to have a seat at the table after the apocalypse, which they are bringing about through possible nuclear war or EMF war. A lot of people think they're going to hit us with EMF and take out our power grid, cause everyone to suffer. No, he's killing people through just sheer pain and degradation. Slowly, slowly, so we can enjoy, and ooh, so that Biden can feed on it, so he can live a few more years as a complete, total, you know, utter murdering psychopath bitch. Oh yeah, all those apply to him even before he got into office. He's as much of a gangster as Whitey Bulger was. Yeah. Ah, yeah. They're all dirty. But, yes. And they would turn on humanity, yes. And they would push the button. And they would agree to absorbing a first strike as well from Russia, as long as it killed every man, woman, and child in America. So they could go on with phase two of the Great Reset. Part one, of course, is getting rid of America. It's just like the, you know, why it's not believable to me. First of all, I don't take it seriously. It's not reality. It's a simulation, folks. It's not real. We can change it. And we better get about that. Now, what? How many of you are holding us back? How many of you feel negative all day long? It's not real, man. They're psyching you out. There's nothing real about it. It's all fake, brother. It's all fake. It's like what Lorraine West said when she was wandering around the house there. She goes, it's all fake. It's like a box within a box within a box. Right? It's like a Chinese box. You never get to the reality. What's in the box? You never get there because it's a box within a box. It's fake. They are fake. Biden is fake. He's just he should be a pinata. That's all he is. He's like a stuffed animal. They parade him around like a marionette and make him do stuff in front of you so you think it's real. None of it's real. It's more like we are an experiment. And they're doing things to us to observe how we will respond. And right now, they look like they're getting ready to clean this place up, harvest the seeds of the crop. The crop is mankind, humankind, and harvest the DNA and all the seeds and everything, and go off and maybe plant this whole thing on another planet somewhere. You know, it's feeling like that's, you know, the game's over. Time for the big harvest. You know, on their dime. From their perspective, they're not murdering us. They're taking care of the crops. They're harvesting the seeds. That's what they want. The tissue, the DNA, all that stuff. That's, you know, with a PCR test, they had all those PCR tests sent into Central Labs so they could map all the genes. Did you know that? Did you know that? Did you know that? What do you think they want? Right? Why would they do that? Because they need it. They need the whole genome. They need the whole thing because they are involved in some other things that we don't know exactly. But they need it for those other things. Possible planting of this on other worlds. You know, but they multiplied the earth to the hilt. They got everything they wanted, right? All the DNA and all the things and all the different, you know, chemtrails and toxins and experiments. They got everything done. Now it looks like they're cleaning it up, getting ready to go home. Not us. We don't know. Call them aliens if you like. The aliens that did all this. Fine. I'm just saying they don't have empathy because they're not human. It's not a human problem. They have their own problems. It's the way we treat animals that makes us look like psychopaths, right? But we're not. We're just doing animal husbandry. Same thing. The leaders who are unempathetic, who have no compassion anymore, who smile at death, who laugh at it, who are causing it, are simply taken over by the beings that you don't see and run like by remote control because they've been traumatized into submission. The governments of the world are occupied by the weak, and the most feeble of all of us are in government. The weak and the feeble are the ones that they lift up to the top to be the influencers. Sorry, some influencers perhaps not, but in the main, when it's shilling for their side, I guess I should say the news media, right? The media, the people are weak. They read scripts and they want you to pretend they're giving you the news when it's just some script. You know, it just gets you to think a certain way. It's to gauge your responses, to get you to do something or not do something. So, when we think what a daunting task it is to get out of this frequency and out of this thing, none of us want to even be here anymore. And when we think about how we can get out of it, we just think it's a matter of degrees, it's a matter of frequency. With the right frequency, you're out of it already, okay? You're done, you're delivered, you're out, you're good. With the wrong frequency, you're in it, you're swallowing it, you're choking on it. You want to die. A few degrees the other way, life's good. Well, some people put on tones in their room. They put on music that makes them happy. You know, I don't know. They tend to their plants and things, and they go out in the sun. I don't know whatever you do to raise your frequency or your vibration or your really your mood, your outlook, your attitude, to be anticipating rather than just, you know, getting ready to die, getting ready to be murdered. Well, they're going to murder me, so I want to do this, I want to do that. I got to make sure the dogs have enough food. And they say in a couple of days, here's where I am up on Ukraine. I don't know any more than what you've heard, which is they expect an invasion by Vlad the Impaler, the evilest son of a bitch to ever come down the pike. He's going to be invading Ukraine in 2 days. So I guess that means Monday. Monday. They're saying if that doesn't happen, you can brace yourself for an EMP attack. And if that doesn't work, you know, why not just drive up and down the street with machine guns killing everyone on every street of America? Surely we have enough soldiers for that, don't we? And wouldn't you like that, soldier boy? Up and down the street, just random killing people. Your mothers, your fathers, your sisters, your uncles, your girlfriends. That show what a strong man you are, huh? Strong man military boys, yep. Take that jab, tough guy. Woohoo! Boy, you are really a hero now. And do whatever Biden tells you. Ha ha! Just following orders. Oh, that's not going to really work when it comes to your tribunal, now will it? I was just following orders. I didn't mean to kill all those women and children. Yes. You were just following orders. They told you to take them out in the truck. You put them in a covered truck. You took them out into the wilderness. Took them out to the field out there. You said, okay, everybody get out and stretch your legs. And then you simply gun them down into the landfill. How do you feel now? Good? Oh, yes, soldier boy, you're a good guy now. More neat time with General so-and-so. Yeah, he'll groom you just right. You'll be just the right man for the job. Yeah. Even Bill Maher, who's proving to be more of a classical liberal than some kind of, you know, whacked out, kill everything guy, right? He's realizing that the Democrat Party got taken over by the woke mob, which is basically Marxist. It's basically, you know, cultural and political Marxism. That's all it is. You know, turning the Democrat Party into Bolsheviks, i.e., tear it down, burn it down, kill it all, right? Antifa. Antifa. Yeah. So, anyway, that's the lay of the land. That's where we are right now. We are at a stalemate in a sense, but Biden, Schwab, Gates, generals, the Pentagon, Joint Chiefs of Staff, and all are really trying to war game this nuclear, you know, thing to see what they would wind up with. Well, they're kind of going with Zbigniew Brzezinski's idea that it's easier to kill a million people than it is to work with a million people that are you know, dissident against what you're trying to do. They're seeing now with all the truckers and rebellion, truckers down in Australia, truckers now in the United States. This rebellion is growing, and they don't know how to turn it off, so now they're thinking nukes. See, it's all very organic. It's all fake. But the deaths that they want are real. They, you know, we can escape that. See, on one level right now, they're talking just forgetting the whole thing. But we're not there. We're here where they're targeting us. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to have a war. Doesn't mean Putin's going to invade. It just looks like if we do nothing, you and I, and we just sit this one out, and we just kick back, we're going to slide right into the depths of World War III. And a smart person mentioned the other day to me, to us all, we don't protect our children, and we don't protect innocent ones, and we're killing millions of babies. We are guilty, and yet we're unrepentant. We're eating and giving in marriage and drinking, carousing, perverting our children, perverting them with the mask, perverting them with enforced sex ed, anti-norm, anti-heteronorm, sex ed, whatever, in, you know, grade school, i.e. pedophilia, i.e., you know, conditioning, pedophilia, child murder, harvesting adrenochrome, all this stuff. The United States is not about that. United States, if anything, was supposed to protect the innocent, protect children, protect we the people. So if something goes wrong, if we do get annihilated, folks, I would beg you to have the attitude that maybe we deserve it. You know, maybe you don't, in a sense, but collectively we have not stopped our evil ways. We don't seem to see a parallel between karma, i.e. reap what you sow, i.e. the golden rule, and their behavior. Now, I certainly don't want to hurt children. I cannot imagine how someone would get the taste or desire to abuse a child. I just don't see where that would come from. But maybe because they were abused. I mean, I'm sure there's a reason. But there's a karmic blowback to this kind of stuff. As in, you know, you could be nuked. Okay, I think I've done it. I've exhausted my rant. I'm so sorry if it's so repetitive. I just want, you know why? Because I just have to hear it straight. You know, I got to hear it straight the way it is. Or I'll go crazy. Should hear them lie on Fox News. They lie, lie, lie. MSNBC, CNN, they lie. It's just one big lie. I don't know what would end or, you know, I don't have time. It's sad. And I would be one of the first people to say, you know, this is wrong. Let's pray about it. I mean, you know, Lord, we just pray in Jesus' name to stop this mock warfare and stop Bill Gates' journey. And stop the evil. And stop with the low frequencies and all the discord throughout our society. Lord, would you lift us up into the appreciation of you? Would you lift us up into praise and love and good vibes and positivity? Would you lift us up right now above that low frequency in Jesus' name? Would you lift us up so that we could take a breather and really assess what's going on and then double down on your plan, your will, because your ideas are better, your thoughts are higher, your ideas are higher, everything about you is higher. You're the way out. If we would just all accept you wherever we're at, and just follow you from here on out. Amen. Hallelujah. Please do so. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Okay. It's about time for me to wrap it up. I think I just sort of... I was up really early and, you know, I'm so filled with just what I know to be the answer. And if I'm wrong about the timing of the bioweapon, if I've said it 15 minutes later than that or earlier, I don't really care. The point is we had it. We had it where it could have done some good. We had the bioweapon of the mRNA way before they launched it, where it could have done a lot of good, But their propaganda is so tough and so hard and so hardcore, we couldn't fight against it and get the word out to the people. And I know they play games with, like, placebos versus kill shots versus, you know, they want to give, like, Republicans the kill shots and give the, you know, the influencers the placebos. And but there's a lot of people in sports and in, you know, in music and comedy and stuff that are, you know, that are getting it, that are getting sick from this stuff. And then there's others that aren't. But me thinks it's falling apart. Like, you know, they just trotted out Clinton, Obama, and Bush telling everyone to get vaxxed. What do you suppose that means? They're going to try to save the program? Is that a Hail Mary thing? Is that what that is? Let me play it. Yeah.
1, 2, 3.